Blog Talk Radio.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, like 2x miles on every purchase.
The noise canceling! You're being too loud. Thank you!
Good choice!
Ooh. My lucky number.
Earn 5x miles on flights.
Enjoy your stay.
Going up?
And 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel. Plus, get access to over 1,300 airport lounges.
White wine, please.
And maybe see the one and only Taylor Swift. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Money talks. So put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour. Or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a Voice today. This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. You're now tuned into WBNN News Forum, brought to you by Sengoku Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla Jonesia. Hey, everybody, this is your girl, Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, the Queen of Justice. Tonight is Sunday, November 20th, 2022, and it's Speak Up Sunday. Call in, press 1 tonight to speak up and speak out and be a voice. And tonight's topic is the wrongful impeachment of Philadelphia's district attorney, Larry Krasner. Tonight's special guest panel, John Thompson of the Abolitionist Law Center, Movita Johnson Terrell of the Charles Foundation and former state representative, and Raj Gandhi, political commentary, and everyone who supports D.A. Krasner. And if you are concerned tonight about justice and believe that the House of Representatives should not have impeached District Attorney Larry Krasner, we want to hear from you. So press 1 tonight, because it is Speak Up Sunday. Speak your piece. And if you think it was okay for these racist Republicans to impeach D.A. Krasner, we want to hear from you too. Say why. If you believe the things that they've said, then guess what? There were no grounds to impeach him. But if you beg to differ, let me know tonight, because I want to hear from you. Because as always, this show is controversial and it's open to everyone for freedom of speech. So speak to me tonight. All right? And of course, as always, my dear friend, criminal defense attorney Caroline Turner, and Tulsa, Oklahoma, NAACP president, Pastor Francetta Mays, all live right here tonight on News Forum with the girl Chinchilla J. So, don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with the girl will be right back after this. Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice would like to thank sponsor Sound Therapy with Magic Man Haru LLC, offering sound therapy as a form to bring the best instead of the beast out of us. Thank you, Magic Man Haru LLC, for your sponsorship of Be a Voice. Find out how you can also be a sponsor by dialing 844-642-8378 extension 111 to continue the advocacy work to free the wrongfully incarcerated, to end mass incarceration, child life without the possibility of parole. For more information, contact Be a Voice at 844-642-8378, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., extension 111. Be a Voice today. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum with the girl Chinchilla J now has over 18 million listeners. News Forum broadcasts live each and every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time right here on WBNN. News Forum is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Chinchilla Jonesia is host and anchor and investigative reporter. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web and would like to talk, comment, vent, or ask a question, you must dial 516-453-9133. Again, that number is 516-453-9133. If you're already listening tonight via phone and would like to talk, comment, vent, share a story of injustice or corruption, or ask a question to one of our guests, please press 1 and you will be placed into the caller queue. Please keep in mind that while News Forum is a very controversial show with many controversial topics as well as controversial callers and guests, and while we allow freedom of speech for all, we ask that you refrain from using profanity. And also, keep in mind that some of the views of our guests, as well as our hosts, are not always the views of News Forum, WBNN, or Ngozi Time Multimedia. To reach Chinchilla Jonesia after the show, you may call her Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, that number is 844-642-8378, extension 888. Like and follow Ms. Controversy herself, Chinchilla Jonesia, on Facebook, and at Princess Chinchilla on Instagram. Chinchilla has one L. And now, here she is, host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla Jay. Hey, everybody. Good evening. This is Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, the Queen of Justice. And tonight's show is a show that's actually very dear to me because an injustice has taken place in the city of Philadelphia, and that injustice is the wrongful impeachment of the Philadelphia's district attorney, Larry Krasner. And, you know, Larry Krasner is a wonderful man, and he's a friend, and he's someone that stands for justice. He's filled with integrity, and he has done so much in the city of Philadelphia. He's exonerated over 25 people that were wrongfully incarcerated. He has tried to end cash bail, especially for the petty crimes that people commit, like with marijuana
possession, you know, small quantities and all of that, and different things that he's done to bring justice to this city. He's cleaned up a corrupt department of prosecutors. He is trying to clean up the corruption within the Philadelphia Police Department. And because of these things, so many people are angry and upset with him, especially the Philadelphia Police Department and the FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police, and the Republicans that are upset with him. And it's a shame, but they're out to get him and have been since day one when he took office. And they are trying to just ruin him and ruin his name, but they cannot ruin his reputation because his reputation speaks for itself. And he's done a good thing. And so far in this city, he's been doing exactly what he said he was going to do, what he set out to do. And he's been doing just that, and he's made a lot of enemies. But despite the enemies that he has made, guess what, people? He is still doing what he said. He's not backing down or anything. He's standing his ground, standing up for justice. And those of you that believe in justice, I don't care how things start to look. When the adversary tries to attack you, you still have to stand for what you believe is right and stand up for it and don't back down. Continue to speak out, speak up, and be a voice, because this is what we must do. People that are unjust, guess what? They don't back down. They continue with being unjust and corrupt. So why should we that believe in justice, why should we be quiet? Why should we back down? It's time for everybody to stand up and support our wonderful DA, Larry Krasner, and not be afraid and say, oh, well, if we stand up for him, then we may make some enemies. So what? If you really believe in him, you need to stand up for him, no matter if people stop liking you just because they feel as though, you know, they want him impeached. So what? You know, it's not right. So don't be afraid to stand up for what's right, even if you're shunned, okay? You know, I've never been that type of person. You know, I'm going to stand up for what's right, no matter who else is standing for what's wrong. And even if I'm looked at differently for standing up for what's right, I'm going to stand up for what's right. If people stop speaking to me, so what? I'm going to stand up for what's right, and so should you. So we're going to speak with Caroline tonight. Caroline, how are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you so much. I'm so happy you've got so many of my friends on your show.
Yeah. Yes, our friends that are on will be on here tonight is so awesome. So now, you know, this is such a shame that, you know, they're continuing with this impeachment. And, you know, people, before I go any further, as I mentioned earlier during the week, for those of you who watched the podcast on this, well, not the podcast, but the Mike Test Entertainment Studio News special on the day that the Pennsylvania House of Republicans impeached D.A. Krasner, I explained to you that it's only been so far through the House. The House of Representatives has impeached them, and, hey, they did it. And 107 to 85. Okay, all of the Democrats voted no. They voted against the impeachment, but 107 Republicans voted yes, and then you had 9 Republicans that were on leave, okay, so they did not vote. So, hey, they impeached them in the House, but it still has to go before the Senate, and there will be a trial, and then, you know, it'll be the decision will be made, but again, there are no grounds for impeachment. They cannot, because there's nothing that they can impeach him on but being in contempt of court, not in contempt of court, but in contempt for failing to comply with what they requested as far as different documents they wanted for him. And that's no grounds for impeachment. So, Caroline, talk about that for a moment.
Well, it's no grounds for impeachment because he appealed it to see what whether they had a right to ask for the documents that they were asking for. So it's still in the stage of finding out whether they can get those documents. Just because somebody subpoenas it doesn't mean that it's their legal right to have it. And that's what was at issue. He also put some conditions on testifying that he was happy to comply with, but he didn't want it done behind closed doors so that it be misreported. So he said he would testify in front of people in an open hearing. So, I mean, the whole, failure to answer subpoena, one, isn't true. And two, he was very happy to testify under certain conditions because he's been tricked and duped so many times. And by the way, they're just trying to rush this through while they still have any power left. So
yeah,
that's what it's really all about. And they have no, he has not, they can't, they will never be able to find that he's committed any crimes. So it's just, quite frankly, they're just trying to guess him while they think they might be able to.
Yeah, and that's so true. And so, you know, never seen anything go through that fast. Like, you know, one day it's in the judiciary and it leaves, you know, and goes to the House. And, you know, Benninghoff said, you know, if it goes to the judiciary, he would then put it to the House, bring it to the House. And he did just that. And, you know, he was actually threatened by his own party that if he did not hurry up and get that for a vote, that they were not going to vote for him again. And that Martina White, who's the Republican state representative that runs the, I think, 170th district, which is out in the Northeast, you know, she said that none of her friends would ever vote for him again, being those of the police department, the FOP, and different people that she knows. And so he went on to hurry up and put that door on the floor. It passed. And, you know, they were, yeah, like you said, they tried to hurry up before they lose control. And, hey, they've lost control. And, you know, it's just crazy, Caroline. It's absolutely crazy, absurd, and just ridiculous, utterly ridiculous what they're trying to do to him. And it will not fly. It can't. And, you know, with this, like the people of Philadelphia have spoken, when they voted for him not once but two times to be their district attorney. And both times he won by like a wide margin. And yet they're trying to impeach him. It's crazy. And, you know, and the Philadelphians believe, you know, okay, they're trying to impeach him. Then that's like trying to impeach them as well because they're the ones that voted him into office. So, like, is there anything that the citizens of Philadelphia who voted him in office, his supporters, is there anything they can do to stop this parade of just insanity?
You're talking to me? Yes, we can all protest. Tomorrow there's a protest at 2 o'clock outside City Hall from 2 to 3.
Right.
JT sent me the invitation, and we can all show up then if we possibly can. That's one thing we can do, just show out in numbers and be loud and tell the world that this is not how it should be done, that this is wrong.
Right. Yeah, I had that invitation as well, and he's going to talk about that when he comes on. Yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, that's the start. But, you know, the people that are doing this are our Harrisburg people, these Republicans that are across this this state of Pennsylvania, you know, all 67 counties. So definitely something needs to be done up on the state capitol steps as well, you know, because this is just absolutely ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. Let's bring on and speak to Francetta Mays right now, the president of the Tulsa, Oklahoma branch of the NAACP, and get her thoughts on this wrongful impeachment of our wonderful DA here in Philadelphia. Francetta, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Dr. Tintella. How are you, my sister?
I am fine. I am fine. So tell me, like when you heard about this impeachment, what went on in your head about this?
You know, I was just, because of the fact that you were advocating so hard for him, and, you know, you just made us aware during the campaign of everything that was going on, and I wasn't expecting it. So when I heard it, I was busy, and the first thing I thought about was, oh, wow. So I had to pray for you because I knew that just blew your whole mind. It's like, this was crazy. What I'm looking at and what I'm looking for is this is those opportunities where we get to rise together, everybody, and let our voices be heard, as you were stating at the beginning of the show, because in situations like this, that united we stand or divided we fall, we have to quit. We have to listen to what John F. Kennedy said, you know, ask not what you can do for your, what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. We got to get back down to those basics where we're teaming together at times like this, because that's ridiculous. It is totally ridiculous when someone is doing their job and the people are supporting them. And because, I don't know. It's like, how do we even think that we have that level of authority that you can get away with this? And to us as humanity, as people, we have to do better with paying attention to the stuff that's going on and then jumping on those bandwagons of support and advocacy and all of those things. We have to allow our voices to be heard now. We can't sit back. We just can't. It's critical, and especially with Trump coming back, throwing his, oh, my God, that just opens up a whole new can of worms. So, yeah, we've got to start getting, this is practice right now. We got to start getting together, like, right now.
Yes, definitely, definitely, because it does not make sense. And, you know, if, you know, they think they can do this here in Philadelphia, they'll try to do this anywhere where Republicans are upset because we have progressive
right.
DAs now that are standing for justice. And
right.
it's crazy. And they think
mm-hmm.
they can do whatever they want and get away with it,
mm-hmm.
you know, as they've always done. But, hey, I think the people are going to speak, and the people are going to speak loud and clear throughout this fiasco, because it's just really ridiculous. It's sad. It's very, very sad. And,
mm-hmm.
hey, it's not a time to be quiet. At all.
At
not
all.
A time to be quiet. So we
mm-hmm.
want you all to be a voice tonight. Speak up and speak out for justice. Be a voice for D.A. Krasner tonight. And if anybody wants to talk, we're going to open the phone lines for callers in a little bit. But we're going to talk to some of our guests. And then we're going to open the phone lines so that you can talk live on the air and tell us your thoughts tonight, you know, about D.A. Krasner. And if you're in support of him, or if you're in support of the decision that the Pennsylvania House of Representatives made, okay, and we'll allow you to speak, even if you, you know, agree with what they've done wrongfully, hey, you can tell us that, but we don't agree with you, but hey, we can still listen to you, and we want to know, okay, because I know a lot of people out there are happy that they impeached him, even on the show I did on the day they impeached him last Wednesday. People put, you know, like funny faces laughing about it and, you know, saying little things, showing that they were actually in support of what the House of Representatives did. And, you know, hey, that's sad. But those are people that don't stand for justice. So it's absolutely
mm-hmm.
crazy. Absolutely crazy. Just insanity. Insanity. So, people, like I said, the next step is to go to the Senate, and right now there's not a date for that. And, you know, session is going to be over because this calendar year is almost over for our legislators. And so January starts the spring session, not the spring, the winter session. And I'm thinking then is when they're going to go and get that date set for the Senate. And it may take a little longer, but I'm thinking they're going to do that then. But, hey, the right now in Pennsylvania, you know, Pennsylvania is now blue. And, hey, the Republicans are mad and angry. Caroline, talk about that, please.
I think I've talked enough for the moment. You've got other guests, right? You've got Mavita on.
I know I have other guests, but I asked if you could talk about Pennsylvania turning blue.
Wow, that was great. It was absolutely wonderful. It's because of all the grassroots people like you, I, and Mavita, and everybody else who've been, you know, canvassing and knocking on doorbells and making sure we got people out to vote and actually voting. I mean, it's amazing. And the fact that John Fetterman, I'm thrilled that he's been elected, and I'm thrilled that it's gone blue. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is very, very. Yes, definitely, definitely, definitely. All right, before we start with our guest tonight, we're going to go ahead and we're going to play Bob Marley's Get Up, Stand Up, okay, because tonight we're standing up, speaking out for our DA, Larry Krasner.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Get up, stand up, and that's what you have to do, stand up for your rights. And our right tonight is to speak up and to speak out and be a voice for District Attorney Larry Krasner. No matter what city or state that you live in, you need to stand up and be a voice for him tonight. Stand up for justice, and don't allow your rights to be taken, especially Philadelphians who voted him into office. Hey, they're trying to take away our rights, meaning that our vote doesn't mean anything. You know, so this doesn't make sense at all. All right, we're going to now speak with my friend, John. We're going to speak with him first tonight. Don Thompson, who is with the ALC, Abolitionist Law Center, and also with HRSC, the Human Rights Coalition. And, you know, he's an advocate and for justice, okay? So we're going to talk to him tonight. John, how are you? And welcome to News Forum again. You've been a guest here a couple times and also on several of the podcasts. How are you tonight? And welcome.
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I am fine.
Apologies for the background, but, you know, I'm in the house with, you know, this family. Anyway, how's everybody doing?
Okay. Fine. So
good.
Now, what are your thoughts? Well, your thoughts when they first started this fiasco of trying to impeach our DA, and now that the House have done so, what are your thoughts on it, John?
Well, initially I thought that it was just a ruse, like, you know, to bring some attention, you know, make some noise, right?
Yeah.
To disrupt the district attorney's office in Philadelphia. But then as they proceeded, I started to see that we have people outside of Philadelphia County who are saying, we don't care who you voted for. We don't care what your constitutional rights say. We say that you shouldn't have him as a district attorney, right? That it should be somebody else. It should be somebody that we choose. If that's not unpatriotic, I've never heard a statement that's more unpatriotic than that. They rap and rave about constitutional rights and following amendments, being patriots and constitutionalists. However, when it comes down to applying the Constitution to black and brown people, it does not exist. And that's primarily what this is about. Let's not mistake this. Mm-hmm. Think this is about other things. Larry's posture has something to do with it also, but it's that thing where a white man has come in and exposed their system, their corrupt system, for what it is, and now they're mad at him and they want to get rid of him. That's just, it's as simple as that. He exposed
yes.
the system for the corrupt system that they run, right? And when he put some fairness into the judicial system, the way the Constitution says it's supposed to be, he hasn't done anything outside of the law. But you have people outside of the county attacking him, trying to take away my vote, right? And that's how I take it personal. Like, you try to take away my vote, right?
Yeah.
I think that many more people need to look at this. If these people in Pennsylvania and these little rural counties can do this, right, they'll effectively be able to start running Philadelphia from York, from
mm-hmm.
Jefferson County.
That's right. That is so true. And, you know, the thing is, John, like, you know, when they first did it, you know, a lot of people complained, hey, you know, we have all of these outsiders, these Republicans, from all these other counties, upstate Pennsylvania, central PA, and everywhere, you know, wanting to impeach him. And then they put together that special committee, supposed to be a committee to restore law and order. And those people, it was five of them comprised of, you know, different areas. But then they had two state reps from Philadelphia, which one was Amon Brown and the other was Daniil Burgos. Yeah. And so during that two-day hearing, which I, you know, attended and was in there in the courtroom, well, not the courtroom, but what was used as the courtroom for those hearings, I was there both days and, you know, getting footage and all that stuff. And the thing was, you know, the experts that they had come in, they said they didn't see any grounds for impeachment. The Krasner had done nothing wrong. And, you know, so I asked Carrie Bennenhoff at the end on the second day what was going to be their next step. And he said, well, not sure, but, you know, we're going to sit down. The committee's going to sit down and talk about it. And so the committee did not find any grounds for impeachment either. But those 2 days, Martina White, she was there in the audience. And So she decided to go ahead and file, you know, impeachment, the impeachment articles, because she is a Philadelphia state rep. So she filed those articles of impeachment against him on October 26th. And, you know, it's just so crazy.
And she John? She is a rep in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah, she covers the 170th district, which is out there in the Northeast. And, you know, hey, so she went on and did that. So they needed someone in Philadelphia to do this. And she did.
Okay.
And
well,
she hates him.
I mean, she should have to suffer the consequences.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's right. That's right. And so it doesn't make sense. It's a total fiasco. It's just insane. But as we all know, that he's hated by the Republicans and by the police department, the FOP, and all them because of what he stands for.
When you, it's an article in the paper. It's an article, and I think it was in the Inquirer, if I'm not mistaken, about what I was speaking about, how they're really mad at Larry for exposing their corrupt system, right? For exposing the good old boys club, right? And exposing the corrupt things that they do, and bringing all of these instances to light where they use unethical, unconstitutional methods to put people in prison for long periods of time. And he's exposing it now, and they can't. They don't want him to continue to expose it, because more and more every day you're seeing convictions being overturned. And for all
that's
that
right.
rap about he's not locking people up, well, I get calls from prison all the time, and they told me there are no empty cells in there, right? There are no empty cells, so somebody must be getting locked up. I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah.
There's no empty cells. So I mean,
right.
the population was in prison was going down before Larry Krasner got the job. It was starting to go down.
Right.
And thus far, you cannot say that one of those people who was wrongfully convicted, who got back out on the street and actually did something, got convicted of another crime, a serious crime.
Right.
All
but now, you know, yeah, right. They've all out and they're doing good. But now there's one guy where they, that I think it was a few weeks ago, I think his name is Jamil Harris, who was released either last year or in 2020. And there was a murder that took place last month. And
right.
You know, they're saying, this guy, he's the one, you know, so he's the person of interest for that. And
Yeah.
And so, hey,
let him out, right?
He don't even know.
He didn't let him out. If you do something wrong and the higher courts say that you have to retry this person and you don't have the evidence to retry that person, you have no other choice but to release him or her.
Yeah.
Right? So it wasn't like he didn't want to prosecute the person, right? You know, people, sometimes you lose cases. I don't know. Now, for me, for one, you got to understand, I'm formerly incarcerated, right? So for me to be here talking about defending a district attorney is almost unheard of, right? And I've actually been to the press conference. I've been to the rallies. I've been to the protest for whole 9 yards, just for one reason, because I know that he has put in balance there. He's not. It's not that he is swayed one way or the other. Balance. If the evidence is not there, I'm not going to create evidence. I'm not going to let you create evidence. I'm not going to let you get on the stand and lie. Right? These are things I'm not going to let you do. If we're going to convict this person and put him in jail, we're going to convict them rightfully.
Exactly.
And that's what
that's what he's trying to do.
Like. And that's why I will support him wholeheartedly.
That's right.
I will be back.
That's right. And I appreciate you.
Again, this month or next month for sure.
Yeah. And I appreciate your standing up for justice for our DA. And so many others, you know, that were incarcerated rightfully and wrongfully are standing up for him. And we can look at the turnout on the you can't impeach us protest, you know, down at the Navy Yard back in September. Wonderful turnout for that. And we're going to continue to stand up and fight against you racist, evil, corrupt Republicans. We're going to fight against you, okay, because you cannot impeach us, okay? And that's that. And John, I thank you so much for sharing tonight. And stay on the line because we're going to open up a caller soon and someone may have some questions for you, and I'm going to come back to you as well. Right now, we're going to bring on Mobita Johnson Harrell, who has been a guest on News Forum quite a few times as well, and also on several of my podcasts. So we're going to bring her on now. She's a former state representative here in the city of Philadelphia, and she is the founder of the Charles Foundation. And Mobita has also written a book, Rise from the Phoenix, Rise from the Ashes, Rise from the Ashes, a wonderful book. And Mobita is a wonderful person with a wonderful testimony. So we're going to talk to her tonight. Mobita, how are you? And welcome back to News Forum tonight.
Good evening, Dr. Jonicia. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming on. Now, Mobita, I know that you and Larry, you know, have a history. You know, you worked with him when you were the state rep. And after that, and you're dear friends with him. And you know him to be a man of integrity and all he stands for. And I'm sure you really felt some kind of way when they set out on this goose chase trying to impeach your friend. So tell us how you felt during this whole ordeal.
Absolutely. So, in fact, District Attorney Krasner sends his regards and apologizes that he couldn't come on tonight. But yes. If he could have been here, he would have been here. So I actually went into the district attorney's office in January of 2018. After Larry was elected to office, I was actually appointed supervisor for victim witnesses services in the district attorney. And he is the first district attorney in the history of Philadelphia that has ever hired a homicide survivor to sit in that seat. So I lost my son, Charles. At the time, I had lost my father, my son, and a cousin to gun violence, and was actually brought into the office to work to make the office more accountable to victims. That's specifically why he brought me in. You know, and one of the things was when we first went into the office, Cinchola, how he terminated all of those attorneys because he had had a history of working with all of these people, and he knew about all of the prosecutorial misconduct that had occurred in the DA's office over the years. So he went in and swept that office clean. And he was not liked way before he went into that office, you know, by the FOP and by Philadelphia district attorneys and higher attorney offices. Right? So he began to do the work. I mean, just look at let's look at the work that Larry's done. He's had 25 exonerations. These are people who were wrongfully convicted. He has the highest success rate of actually resentencing juvenile lifers. One of the best things that Larry did was creating the Conviction Integrity Unit, where he brought in Patricia Cummings from Texas to oversee this unit to start getting people out of jail who had been wrongly convicted. So the work that he did was actually pulling back the veil, right? Pulling back the curtain on decades and decades of dirt that had been done in Philadelphia. And let's not forget that these decades and decades of dirt have been done to black people, black and brown people specifically. So this is partly the reason why Larry's under attack right now. So, and here's the thing.
Yes.
yes, the Republicans are in front of it, but don't think for a second that it's just behind this attack on D.A. Krasner.
Yes.
We have Democrat candidates who have been endorsed by the FOP, who are known to hate District Attorney Krasner, who are prosecutors who are behind this. So let's not be confused and think that it's just the Republicans, right?
That's right.
We're in a position where we need to be woke, Philadelphia, because as John said, and I love John and I love Caroline, these are allies in the fight for Philadelphia.
Yes.
But we need to pay attention, right? Because just how they sneakily passed this through judiciary, sneakily got the vote in the House, they're going to try and sneak this vote through the Senate. So people, be mindful that a vote may happen this week in the Senate. Let's not assume that just because they go out Thursday for Thanksgiving that they can't be called in for a vote on Wednesday. Don't be confused.
Right.
So my recommendation to all Philadelphians is to make sure that you are calling your senators. We are calling all of the senators across the Commonwealth, telling them that we are against the impeachment. It is unconstitutional to try and overturn a vote that Philadelphians put in. Philadelphia overwhelmingly voted for this district attorney 2 terms in a row. But because he's pulled back the veil, because he's exposed the racism, because he's exposed the corruption, because he's brought it all to light, they're going to try and take him out.
Yes, that is so, so true. So true. And, So people, as I, you know, said time and time again, like with these political parties, it means nothing because you have corruption in every political party, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever you want to call yourself, there's corruption, okay? There's people that are not fair. They're not just. And, yes, there are many Democrats that hate D.A. Krasner, and some have even, you know, switched parties just to become a Democrat so that they can fight against him, you know? And, you know, it's such a shame. And I was actually surprised, though, Mavita, when all of the Democrats voted against the impeachment because I thought there were going to be certain ones that was going to vote yes, but they didn't. So, and that was surprising. But why they voted against it. Yes.
I think we need to thank our leadership for that. I think we need to thank, you know, Democratic leader Joanna McClinton and our whip, Jordan Harris. Yeah, I think we need to thank them for going to each member individually. You know, I'm a former representative. I was in the House of Representatives in 2019. And what they do is they actually speak to each representative individually on the vote. And trust me, our reps, our leaders made sure that the Democrats voted unanimously in support of D.A. Krasner. But it's just like John said, it's just like you said, it's just like Caroline said. They're trying to push this through while they still have a little power.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
and they're playing on the
sympathy.
And they're playing on the sympathy of the people because you were at that hearing down at the Naval Yard. They brought in Vic who were complaining about the process. But listen, the complaints weren't against the district attorney. The complaints were really against the victim services organization. The complaints was against the Philadelphia Police Department. And what I tell victims all the time is you don't have to like District Attorney Krasner. But what you need to remember is that his job is actually not to stop gun violence. He is the head of the largest prosecutorial office in Philadelphia. They get the cases after the crime occurs. So let me tell you how committed D.A. Krasner is. He brought me into his office to help create programs to get in front of gun violence before it even occurs.
Yes, that's right. And Movita, you know, and I know before you shared with me how you were the one that went out and tried to secure funding for this city, and you were successful in doing what you did, and then you were targeted by these corrupt people in office, and they wanted to oust you out of the House of Representatives. And, you know, and they were, I guess, successful, and you winded up in jail, you know, wrongfully, and, you know, did your time, and they have not stopped you. They have not muzzled your mouth to stand up for what's right, and they have not stopped you for doing what's right and continuing to advocate against the census gun violence. And so you, Movita, are such a strong woman, and a woman that's filled with integrity, and that you always speak up and speak out. You're always a voice, and that's why I love you so much. And then on top of this, okay, you've lost two sons, your father, you know, and was it your brother?
My brother and a cousin.
And a cousin. And, you know, although you have suffered such losses to gun violence, yet you still stand up and you help young people that are out here committing these crimes. And with that being said, you also said that the people that lost loved ones to gun violence that they had during the two-day hearing, okay, they were speaking out against the victims, well, the advocating, the ones that's supposed to advocate, the victim services department, which D.A. Krasner didn't even create that. I think Kenyatta Johnson created that that particular department a couple of years ago. And so they're speaking out against them for not doing their job. And as you said, D.A. Krasner, hey, he's not responsible for this violence whatsoever. His job is to prosecute criminals, not to solve the problems with gun violence.
Yep.
And with the Republicans, they're talking about, oh, he's responsible for the increase in gun violence. But all across this country, there's been an increase in gun violence, especially since the pandemic, all across this country. And so the things that they're saying is so just far-fetched and just craziness. And they're blaming him for this. And he's not responsible. He's not responsible. So it's such a shame. And, you know, and, hey, there's other people that's standing up for him as well who's lost loved ones. But, you know, I remember they had that press conference up in Harrisburg where the Republicans and some Democrats, they were standing up there with the Republicans. They had different people come in who had lost loved ones to gun violence, and they protested and wanted Larry impeached. And, I mean, that was just crazy. Now, I know that you work with a lot of families, that you know a lot of families that have lost loved ones to gun violence, of course. Now, did any one of the people that you know actually attend that protest? And if so, have you talked to them about them protesting against D.A. Krasner?
No. From what I saw, they, like, went to places where, I mean, I didn't know any of the victims that they used.
Okay.
And you know, I know the victims across Philadelphia.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
And across the Commonwealth. And I didn't know any of the people that they had testify. But the one thing that I do know is that they attempted to manipulate the pain of these people to blame Larry Krasner so that they could try and oust him. If you listen to the complaints of the people who had experienced losing someone to gun violence, the people's complaints were primarily surrounding how they were treated by victim services organizations, how they were treated by the police, how they were not getting information from the medical examiner's office, how they were not being contacted by the detective. None of that falls under the jurisdiction of the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office. None of it. So they attempted to manipulate these victims to use for. Now, if that is not a conflict of interest, I don't know what else is. But we know that they will do whatever they feel that they need to do in order to get the end that they want. They will lie. They will listen. Like you talked about what was done to me, I was publicly lynched. That's the new age lynching. That's what they do. Mm. They try. They don't hang you up by a tree anymore with a noose. They attempt to kill your name, discredit you publicly, and ruin your life. And that's what they're trying to do to Larry Krasner. They're attempting to publicly lynch him.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Because
again,
he let
like
a black vote. That's why.
Yes, yes, yes. And then the other thing, you know, like you said, black and brown people, he's been helping and making sure that justice serves and that we're no longer getting the short end of the stick with all these things that they piled up to incriminate us, to jail us and convict us and keep us in jail. He's been fighting against that stuff, mass incarceration and everything else, and we have to look at what's going on. This is all another thing that deals with that R word, everybody, racism. So those racist individuals, and as a matter of fact, two R's, those racist Republicans, two R's, and the Democrats that might as well have been Republicans, okay, they are definitely racist because of how he has been functioning in office to fight against corruption. And, hey, they don't want to see justice at all. And it's so sad, Movita. It's so very sad. And, you know, Amon Brown was on that panel for the that special committee to restore law and order. And we know that Amon Brown is the one that put that bill out there last year in 2021, that bill to
mandatory minimums.
Mandatory minimums, yep, for people with
yep.
gun charges and all of that stuff. And, you know,
5 years automatic.
Yes,
yep.
Yeah, yeah. And so the Republicans were so happy with him, and, you know, and it's just crazy. And what do you think about Amon Brown? Has he changed at all since we protested outside his office?
So I don't think so. And, you know, that day that we protested outside his office, I actually confronted on one-to-one inside of his office.
Yes.
He asked to speak with me. And I confronted on one-to-one inside of his office because, and what I said to him was, you know, you have one of the leading experts in the city of Philadelphia in gun violence in your district, and you've never reached out to me. Like, if you're talking about doing this kind of law, you need to be talking to people who have a history of doing this kind of work. And obviously you did not, because that law specifically targeted black and brown men. But I can't say for a fact that he's changed. I mean, I know the people that back him, and that's why he's protected, because he shouldn't be in office. But I can't say that he's changed. I'm glad that he voted the way he did, even if it was because the leaders confronted him to do so.
Yes.
But I don't know. I could hope that he changed, right? We can
yes.
hope.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, we can hope. And hopefully he has. Yeah, but hey, we don't know.
Right.
But I do hope that he did. And the other was Danielle Burgos, who I spoke with the end of that second day. And, you know, to me, he spoke in favor of D.A. Krasner. And he talked about, you know, the good work that he's done. And, you know, so, wow. But it's just crazy, Movita. I thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us tonight and talking about your dear friend, okay, D.A. Krasner, our esteemed district attorney here in the city of Philadelphia. And just stay on the line. We're going to take a caller, a few callers right now, and someone may have some questions. Don't forget, people, if you want to talk tonight and support our wonderful D.A., press 1. And we'll do our best to get you on live on the air to speak to us and support Krasner, to be a voice for him tonight. show your support for our wonderful district attorney. All right, we're going to take our first caller tonight. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you? It is Speak Up Sunday.
Yes, how are you, Dr. Chinchilla J?
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, all right, thank you. I noticed that your speaker, she was very explicit in making sure we understood that the man had more good qualities than anything that she's known him. Maybe he was just a little too fair for some people or too honorable, and everybody in certain circles are not always fair and honest, or they don't prefer to be because to them it makes more good sense to create chaos. So, you know, I'm so sorry to hear about Krasner, because it's nice and it was refreshing to see that we can meet people and other tell them the good things about the wonderful DA that we have here, not because of him letting criminals run amok or anything, because at least he does practice those qualities. But I was at a meeting this evening, and it seemed like a lot of people expressed the same sentiments that the this DA, Larry Krasner, they said, well, he was thrown under the bus. And they said, additionally, he was another person who just wasn't meant to be respected for what he can make the city better for. And about these criminal charges that he's supposed to dismiss that were, you know, and like for example, you said that they were more so on favored misdemeanor charges. And it's refreshing to see somebody who's willing to be not excusing of things, but willing to be honest. And it seemed like there aren't enough people who are in politics. It would be nice if we knew who these individuals were that dismissed them, but I have a funny feeling they will conceal that information. So I just wanted to say that much and see what happens from here. I wish him the best, and I hope he gets to work where somebody will appreciate him for what he's about, you know, and I really think very highly of him for being able to withstand the strain that it had taken to, you know, just get around people like that who never did really seem to ever have his best intentions or the city's best intentions at stake. So thank you very much, and you have a good evening, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Antonia, for calling in tonight, everybody. This is Antonia Bax, the informational guru who is a host on this network as well. And Antonia, when is your next show?
The next show will be November 28th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Monday evening. Thank you for asking.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Antonia. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to take another caller. Caller number two, you're live on the Air with News Forum. How are you tonight? And speak up.
You know, I don't live in Philadelphia. I was just listening. And how many shootings do you have in a year's time in that city?
How many shooters?
Shootings. People.
Shootings,
I can tell you about
right
Chicago
now,
and St. Louis. You ain't nowhere near them.
Right. And we're close to 500 now. I know last week we were at 485, so we're close to 500 now. How many have you guys had? What city are you from?
Let me tell you about St. Louis and Chicago. I can tell you about Chicago. Chicago 1 year had 4,875 with 745 murders. And next year, 20 to 21, they had 4,166. With 640 murders. And thus far this year, from Memorial Day, in 169 days, they've had over 2,000 shootings with about 260 killed. No white police officer shot nobody in those 3 years. That's a Democratic city, Democratic state. The lieutenant governor is Democratic. The prosecutor in Cook County is a black female, Kim Fox. She released over 25,000 felon cases. I mean, can you imagine that 25,000 felon cases? So it's I mean, it ain't political parties. And it's not, I don't know what you have in your city. I'm just telling you that in other ones that I kept, especially St. Louis. St. Louis has been Democrat for the last 72 years. And it's terrible.
Yeah. And, you know, in Philadelphia now, there have been murders, and murders are at almost 500 now. But the shootings, I think right now we've had close to maybe 2,000 shootings here. There's shootings every single day. Every single day people are getting shot here in Philadelphia. But I know, you know, that Chicago, you know, has more than us.
Oh, Chicago,
and, you know, a couple other cities. Yeah. And
it's just
crazy.
So, they had one weekend in
Chicago.
There were so many shootings. The hospital had to put clothes sign on their door. Now, you know that's bad.
My.
But anyway, the only thing I can say is good luck to you. And I vote Republican, so I'm not no evil person. I just vote my interest. That's what people do. You got more blacks that vote their interest, and they shouldn't be castigated the way they're being castigated. You have a nice show, man. Have a nice weekend, nice holiday, and be careful.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Thank you. All right. We're going to take another caller. Caller, you're live on the air. How are you tonight?
Well, before our caller comes on, I want to get the language straight tonight. My caller from St. Louis. Right now, Philadelphia is the murder capital of the United States. By right now, 30 bodies. So it's Philadelphia, Chicago, Detroit, and then St. Louis. So I didn't understand the call. And now back to the program.
All right, everybody. We're back. We're going to go ahead and take another call. Thanks, brother. We're going to go ahead and take another caller. Caller, you're live on the Air with News Forum tonight. Speak up and speak out and be a voice. It is Speak Out Sunday. Caller, you're live on the air. All right, speak up, speak out. Right now, you have 2 seconds. One, two.
Chantel.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. The call just said your name, Chinchilla.
Hello. Hello.
All right, caller, are you there? There you are. All right, go ahead and speak your piece. Chinchilla, the caller is on. Caller, go ahead and speak. Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead and speak, please.
Just calling in to give my thoughts.
Thank you.
Not from Philadelphia, but, you know, when it was running, I was definitely impressed. And now that he's stepping on toes, and people don't like it. And I pray, you know, he's a very good attorney, and I think he'll make it through this.
Well, you know, of course, a lot of people hope that, you know, your thoughts are the same. You know, to some people that don't want him to succeed as well. And we talk about, you know, the pro side, the con side of all situations. So, yeah, he is going through right now a serious situation, sir.
Absolutely. But I think he'll be all right.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for calling tonight to News Forum. Folks, we are so thankful for everyone calling to News Forum tonight. What more can we say that has already been said? I think that a lot of the things that are going on are planned. The young man brought up a good point where, you know, he's there to prosecute cases. I think that, you know, I believe that the police department have to do a better job, definitely a better job, you know, controlling our streets, you know, and I'm not talking from a military standpoint. There's good policing. Things are run amok. And no matter what party is in the house, we just got to do a better job just being good people. being, you know, policing our own communities too. What I mean by that is community service, making sure that our kids are safe. And I think it starts, you know, from the home, you know, first parenting. Your child should not be out this time of night during the school year. You know what I mean? You should know where your children are. It's not about putting a location on their phone. Not at all. So we'll do a better job. And we'll get Chinchilla back on and, you know, my theme song.
Imagine the way I feel when we're close enough to kiss. I've been around for a little while, never found anything like this. You take me high as an aeroplane with a smile shining bright like the sun. Since you came buzzing around my way, I could tell that you were the one. Honeybee, why are you so sweet to me? Intersect in our own little paradise. I like the way that you read my head, and I don't have to tell you twice. Love is the way that you make me feel, and it's just what I need the most. What could be better than you and me? Who knew heaven was so close?
Thank you so much, Brother O, for that track. Thank you. And, wow. So, hey, this is crazy, everybody. Again, we're live on the air right now talking about the wrongful impeachment of Philadelphia's District Attorney Larry Krasner. If you'd like to speak tonight, speak up and speak out for justice, press 1. Even if you agree with the decision, of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, hey, you can press 1, too, and tell us about it, because we do offer freedom of speech, and you can speak what's on your mind. But remember, no profanity, no matter how upset you are. Okay, I'm Chinchilla Jonesia. You're now tuned into News Forum right here on WBNN. Caller number 4, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hello, Dr. Chinchilla. How are you tonight? This is Tiana.
I am fine. How are you, Tiana?
I'm doing great. I wanted to call in for 2 reasons. One, I wanted to, you know, share my thoughts. When you want to do what's right and you fight for the people in the way that you should be fighting for the people, you will always make yourself a target and for extinction, you know. But I want to comment on a caller that called in. I don't remember the guy's name. You are Dr. Chinchilla, and you're very smart. And this person called in with an attitude of, like, almost as like a comparison about murders and shootings. No matter where shootings happen, no matter where murders happen, you know, things need to change. This is not a game of who gets more and who gets that. These are people who lost their lives unnecessarily. So I don't – that call was just like, you know – I love everyone on WBNN, and I know that you can handle yourself. I know you can. But because I care about you and I care about every host on this network, I just want to say, when you call on the WBNN, like, we are an amazing station. And when you share certain foolish sentiments, it's like, why? You know, when you call and you press that 1, hopefully you add something of value to me, especially a wonderful show like yours, where you are absolutely doing an amazing job trying to help people, you know. But I have some news for you. Congratulations. You know, 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Dr. Chinchilla J. I want to congratulate you on your WBNN all-time connection record with your 68th all-time, with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. Congratulations, Dr. Chinchilla.
Wow. Thank you so much, Tayana. And Tayana is going to be our newest intern here on WBNN. And now your first show, is it December 1st?
Yes, December 1st at 9:30. And I'm going to be talking about I'm going to be talking about truth, pain, validation, and manipulation. And my special guest is the wife of the late and legend Kangol. She's an absolutely amazing individual. And I chose her because she said something to me a couple of months ago, probably back in the summertime, that I will stick with me forever. And I felt like she was the perfect person that I wanted to choose for my show. And I want to make it clear, when the pain part of this, it's not just a pain, you know, it's emotional, physical, you know, and also about invisible illnesses as well. So I'm going to be touching on a variety of things, and this is going to be part 1, and there's going to be amazing part 2. So anyone who's surviving, you know, a cancer survivor or lost someone to cancer or certain illnesses that aren't well known to the world, please call in. You know, please call in. And there's going to be a special tribute to Kangol Kid as well. So if you're a fan, definitely keep listening, because you know Brother O's going to play that good music like he always does, you know. And I want to say to you, that, you know, you do an amazing job. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, of course, you're going to have people call in foolishly sharing their sentiments. That's just like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, we don't need you on our record saying, you're foolishness. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel, you know. And I'm no matter what, even if, you know, I'm a person who likes to share the truth about how I feel, good or bad, you know, with respect, you know. So I wanted to say that, because at the end of the day, somebody else could have pressed that one and actually added something of value, because that was not anything of value, in my opinion, you know. And you don't have to agree with me, but that's just how I feel, you know, because the show is amazing. So, you know, and you, I like the fact, the one thing I will say to you is I love the fact that you are willing and open to hear everyone's opinion, even if you don't agree. And that is a testament of who you are. And I just wanted, that's what I think. And I wanted to tell you that.
Oh, thank you so much, Tiana. I thank you, and I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for all your comments and for standing up for me. Thank you.
Oh, stand up for everybody. I don't play when it comes to my people in WBN. And let me tell you,
yes.
I felt like I was family before I was, you know, an intern. It was like, you know, I felt like I was family from the very beginning. All the love that everyone shows, everyone calls in and supports each other. You know, those people, it's just, it's like we have a family. We got to stick together. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to let nobody mess with anybody on this network at all. You know what I mean? I ain't having it. I ain't letting nobody mess with you, anybody else, or Brother O. Trust me, I got it. I'll take care of it. And look, call me up. Look, anybody listening, any of the hosts, you got a problem, call me up. I straighten it out. Yeah, I handle your light work. Extinguish your thoughts.
Well, thank you so much, Brother O. Thank you so much, Tiana. Thank you so much. All right, everybody, that was Tiana Speaks, and her first show as an intern will be December 1st right here on WBNN, 9:30 p.m. Make sure you tune in. We're going to now bring on Rosh Jandai right now, and we're going to finish talking about this wrongful impeachment, and he's going to talk about the actual articles of impeachment tonight. How are you tonight, Rosh Jandai?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I am fine. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So let's talk now about the articles of impeachment. Talk to me.
So even before we start there, a earlier caller said that she hoped that, you know, Larry would be okay and that he wouldn't be removed from office. But what our listeners should realize that the next step of the impeachment process is a trial in the state Senate. And this could happen before the end of the legislative session, which ends on November 30th, or it could be next year. In order for him to be impeached and removed from office, 2/3 of the Pennsylvania state Senate has to vote to convict him. And currently the GOP has 28 seats out of the 50, and in January they'll have 27. So they have the majority. So unless at least 2 or 3 Republicans vote for non-conviction, he can certainly be impeached and removed from office. You know, so for folks who think that this is not serious, it's extremely serious, and it could happen. A duly elected DA could be removed from office by Republicans who live and vote in the western part of the state, have no relation to Philadelphia, and that is appalling to think about. So let's talk about the article first.
Okay.
Article 1 is dereliction of duty, and this is the most wide-reaching of the articles. What this is accusing Krasner is of mismanaging the office, overseeing a declining conviction rate, and implementing policies that are adverse to the city. Now, the mismanagement of the office is primarily involved with the fact that when Larry first came into office, off the top, he fired 31 prosecutors, and many of them were senior prosecutors who headed up divisions. And the reason he did this is because in order to implement a change of philosophy for the office, it was necessary to get rid of entrenched lawyers who were of the ilk of former prosecutorial regimes that has characterized Philadelphia. What that also did was it led to a gap in experience. And lawyers who were hired in their place, many of them had far less experience than those who were there, and this led many people to say that this was mismanagement, but what it was in effect was a simple change of philosophy, a change of regime. The conviction rate in gun possession has certainly dropped during Larry Krasner's term in office. But Krasner himself has said that the factors that contribute to this is the court backlog during the pandemic. If you think back, there was almost a year, year and a half gap where the courts were virtually closed, and there was a serious backlog, no show witnesses, many witnesses simply don't show up for court, and weak evidence brought by the a prosecutor's office cannot win a conviction if the evidence that is brought by the police detective is not strong enough. And many times this results in a plea bargain or a dismissal of the case. Also during Larry's tenure, he has decriminalized marijuana and almost 30 offenses that the DA's office no longer charges. And this clears up a backlog in the court. But to many people, it's a sign that the prosecutor's office is not cooperating with the police and not upholding the standards of the city of Philadelphia. And that is just not the case. And the House Republicans have repeatedly alleged that the practices of the Krasner-led DA office have substantially contributed to the increase of crime in the city, but they've never once offered evidence that says that it's true. And your listeners should definitely know this. Article 2 is Article 2 is obstructing the legislative committee. And this is where Amon Brown and John Lawrence and Danilo Burgess had this House Select Committee on Restoring Law and Order, and they're the ones who initially voted to send the interim report to the full House, you know, to impeach Larry Krasner. And this article accuses Krasner of questioning the legitimacy of the committee and refusing to testify behind closed doors. But it doesn't say that. Krasner said he didn't want to testify behind closed doors. He wanted an open public hearing, which it should have been.
Right.
He questioned the legitimacy of the committee, as he should have. This committee had no grounds for impeachment, and he didn't comply with it because he said that complying with the subpoena would cause him to reveal things that should not have been revealed. So each of these articles that we break down, our listeners need to research, look at the articles. Article 3 was concerned with a decision by a federal judge. Article 4 was the Ryan Powell case, when a police shot a black man who had a gun, but he was on a dirt bike going away from the police, and they said that the Krasner DA office had mishandled that case. The next article concerned with Mumia Abdul-Jamal. It was stated that since before he became a DA, he represented some clients who were involved on the side of Mumia, who were either family members or support.
Right.
Yes.
And, you know, the thing is, Raj, you know, he did 30 years. 30 years he was a defense attorney for 30 years. For 30 long years. And out of those 30 years, he also filed 75 civil lawsuits. And guess what? Against the Philadelphia Police Department, okay? Against the Philadelphia Police Department. So, you know, they mad. They're mad.
Yes,
and it's really crazy. They're out on a goose chase, out on a goose chase. And thank you so much for sharing that with us tonight. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. What are your thoughts? What do you think that that's going to happen, you know, when it reaches the Senate and goes for that hearing? How do you think the Senate is going to vote?
Well, if we go by what Republicans have done in the past, one thing about the Republican Party is they're often in lockstep with their party. It is very rare that an elected Republican politician goes against the mandate of his or her party. So if we simply look at the numbers, you know, if the trial started before November 30th, you have 28 Republicans who could vote to convict. If the trial starts after January, you still have 27 senators who could vote to convict. So unless either three or four senators chose to go against their party, Larry Krasner is going to be impeached and removed from office. That is the simple mathematical formula.
Okay.
Regardless of the fact that that by a overwhelming margin, he was elected by the voters of the city of Philadelphia, he could be removed by Republicans across the state who disagree with his criminal justice reforms, policy, and philosophy. And that is the reality.
Okay. Well, thank you so much tonight, Raj Jande Harrell. Thank you so much, Raj, for coming on tonight and sharing it with us. And in a few more moments, we're going to talk back with Caroline on that. And we're going to hear from my guest tonight to get their final thoughts for tonight. But first, we're going to go to Detroit, Michigan, to speak with Michelle, who has a husband that's wrongfully incarcerated there, Derrico Thompson. She wants to weigh in tonight about this wrongful impeachment on DA Larry Krasner. How are you tonight, Michelle?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I'm doing great. I've just checked in. I know all too good about a wrongful conviction because my husband is still in prison at Ken Ross Correctional Facility here in Michigan for over 22 years mm-hmm. of a wrongful conviction. The case is looking better now. It's getting a lot better because now we have a lawyer, and I have been protesting and going to protests over the wrongful conviction case, not just my husband, but a lot of brothers and sisters that's incarcerated for wrongful conviction. So not only do I stand for my husband, but I stand for everyone that's in prison for wrongful conviction. I think it's insane to put somebody and lock them away for a crime that they did not commit. That's insane.
Right, right. So now, you know, with you being very familiar with wrongful convictions in this country, now, in Philadelphia, that our district attorney, D.A. Larry Krasner, they've impeached him. The House of Representatives have impeached him. And how would you relate that to a wrongful conviction? Because now he's been wrongfully impeached.
Wrongfully impeached. I would sue. Once you start hitting them pockets, once you start hitting them pockets, you will get a lot of people's attention. A lot of people's intention once you start hitting them pockets. Sue them. A wrongful impeachment, that's crazy. We have to come together to tear down this wicked system. If we don't, it's going to keep on going on and on. We got to come together, and like you said, Queen of Justice, be a voice. Because if
yes,
we don't come together,
definitely.
Unite together as one, this stuff is going to keep on happening.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And there in Michigan, now your DA there, your DA is not as progressive as our DA, you know, but if you guys get a progressive DA, they could try the same thing there and all across this country for DAs that are standing up for justice. And it's just such a shame. But I thank you so much, Michelle, for calling in tonight to weigh in. And we're still, you know, praying for DeRico and, you know, that his case will be brought up to the front, put it up to the top of the line, people, and exonerate DeRico. So freedom for DeRico is coming soon. Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, everybody, that was Michelle Martin out of Detroit, Michigan. And we're going to now speak back with Caroline. I'm going to bring on Caroline first because I want to talk to Caroline about what Raj Dondi said, you know, his thoughts on what's going to happen in the Senate. Caroline, talk to me about that. Raj said, you know, the two-thirds of the Senate, yeah, of course, they need to vote for impeachment to win. And he's thinking that it may happen. What are your thoughts on that? And then he's saying, like, once it's done, nothing else can be done. I want your thoughts on that, because if the people speak, really, what can we do as citizens in the city of Philadelphia who voted for him? Is there something that we can do to stop this fiasco?
Well, I think like Mavita said, we have to petition our senators like crazy. We have to bombard them with phone calls and sign petitions and protest and do everything we can. What John Dye was saying was terrifying, to be honest, and should be terrifying to all of us and should motivate all of us to get up and do something about this, making endless phone calls, petitioning senators, signing petitions, protesting, whatever we can do, because it is so outrageous. It's so wrong what is happening. And like John Dye says, it could actually happen if we don't rise up.
That's right. That's so true, Caroline. And now, just, you know, for a hypothetical, if impeachment does take place, the Senate votes to impeach D.A. Krasner, is there anything that the people can do then? Is there anything we can do for them to overturn that impeachment?
I don't think so. They removed the San Francisco Progressive DA, Chesa Boudin, I think his name is. They're going after all progressive DAs. And they're blaming the surge in gun violence on the DAs. And actually, it's not the DAs who catch people who are responsible for there being a gun available on just about every corner in the city, which has got nothing to do with Larry Krasner. It's got to do with our the fact that we cannot get gun control laws through. If we could, and if guns were restricted, and if there wasn't such a massive amount of guns coming into our city, then it would be very different. But the Republicans aren't letting us get any sensible gun control legislation passed. So, you know, it's not Larry Krasner's fault that there are so many guns in the city. Not at all. It's not his fault that so many people with guns and who are using guns are not being caught. The success rate of the police is relatively very low for unsolved crimes, especially homicides. It's like 30% of homicides are solved. That is not Larry Krasner. The DAs aren't out on the street. They are prosecuting the criminal once the police have done their job. And, you know, it's the police who are against him, but the police are not solving the problem. They're just pointing the finger at Larry Krasner.
Exactly.
But what John Dye was saying, let it be a wake-up call to all of us, because we didn't think that the House would vote to impeach. And as I think it was Mavita who said, they just snuck it in. You know, they're going to try and do the same thing with the Senate. So we've got to get really, really activated right now, because we do not want the worst thing for this city right now would be to have Larry removed, because all the wrongful conviction cases would stop. The CIU will probably close down. I mean, it would be a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. All of that, Caroline. And, you know, it's a shame because the city has been moving forward with this criminal justice, rebirthing of this criminal justice system, I would say, like criminal justice reborn, as we have with the rallies. And for them to impeach him, that would just put this city back so far and bring back this horrible, horrible tradition of, like, basically ruining the lives of black and brown people with wrongful convictions and, you know, planting of evidence and all of this other stuff that's been going on from the beginning here. And it's such a shame. Caroline, I thank you so much, of course, as always, you know, for being here every week with me on News Forum. Thank you so much, and thank you for staying to the end this time. I know that this was something very special to you to stand up for Larry Krasner, and thank you so much for staying on so long tonight, and I love you. We're going to now bring John Thompson back on. John, wow. What are your final thoughts for tonight? And
Hello.
Please make sure that you tell
Hello.
Everybody about the protest tomorrow that's at 2 p.m. Downtown. So what are your final thoughts?
Well, I mean, you've heard it from a number of different spectrums, right, from different people. And all of these people that you heard from are intimately involved with Larry Krasner, his election,
mm-hmm.
This impeachment process, everything. So there's not much more that I can add except that if we sit back and allow this to happen, right, this is just the beginning. Believe me.
Yeah.
This is almost like it's like a counterattack to progression, right?
Yeah.
We're going to push you back. We're going to push back, right? So we can't sit back and allow this to happen. And that's what my final
exactly.
thoughts was. Be engaged, get engaged, know what's going on, and stand up for your rights. can't say anymore. Peace.
That's right. And John, wait, tell everybody about that protest tomorrow, because we need as many people out there as possible. Talk about that. It's at 2 p.m. at City Hall. What corner, what side of City Hall? Let people know about that, please.
That is not being sponsored by HRC or any organization I'm affiliated with. That's personal. That some place that I was going
right.
personally. That's not anything that we're sponsored. That I would, you know, have the information on. You just gave them the pertinent information.
Oh, okay. All right. So so that's not the same event because I have another event by the Working Families Party. So that's not that one.
Yes. No, that's the Working Families Party, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, so that's the same event. Okay. All right.
Yes.
And, okay. All right. Thanks so much, John, for coming on tonight. And thank you for sharing all you shared tonight. And we will talk soon. Unfortunately, I won't be able to be there tomorrow, but I've told a lot of people about that, so it should be a nice turnout down there tomorrow. I'm out of town, so I won't be able to be there. But thank you so much, and have a wonderful evening. And we're going to now bring on Francetta Mays. Francetta, what do you think about all you heard tonight?
I'm just exhausted already. you know, we just have a fight on our hands as a nation. Our rights are being stripped away, and they have been. It's like watching in San Francisco, the waters erode the soil, and, you know, we're literally losing homes. We're losing families. We're losing lives by our lack of participating together. We can't keep ignoring this because it's going to road, and it's going to come down our street at some point. And, you know, the sad part is that it's critical. This is not even this is no longer a test. It's not a drill anymore. And we're not making a loud enough call for some reason. I don't know what it is. but it seems like people are just walking around with their eyes closed to the facts of things that are right in front of us. I don't care how you slice it. We're wrestling with spiritual warfare, demonic witches, warlocks. We're wrestling with people with attitudes. We're wrestling with people that are doing some illegal stuff. We're wrestling with people that have a love for idolatry and a love for money. And if we were to track the money, we would find every criminal that has any and everything to do with this judicial system. If we demand transparency, we would track the criminals. It's a lot. I pray that we all stay very diligent with keeping our minds and our focus on the big picture, which is those that are wrongfully incarcerated. Your DA, is it Kreshner? The situation with him just goes to show how you can have someone that's in office striving to do a great job or striving to do a decent job, and you mm-hmm. have the people that are higher up, of course, that want to cancel his voice out because he's doing too much for the people, not allowing them to get these horrendous sentences and all of these other things. And these are things that if we're going to rally with anything, these are things that we need to be standing up for. We can't just be like, okay, yeah, it's fine. We don't want any DAs because that doesn't make sense. But if we're going to have them, we have to have them fair. And I think we should all respect that, band together, and be able to make statements. As I said earlier, we've got to band from behind, beyond these state lines, because I don't know about anywhere else. There's not enough people here in Tulsa for me to be black powering and saying that we are going to overcome. There's not enough black people here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that even care. So I'm just listening to the human race. Can I get the human race to say amen, that we're going to work together and we're going to start standing together to be a voice? I mean, because I'm still advocating for Mr. Pritis Paz. I'm still, looking at different people. Mr. Shannon Smith, here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, these are one of 105,000, and that was a year ago. I'm sure the numbers are off. But we've got so much illegal stuff happening. It's just time for us to wake up. And I love you, my sister. Thank you. And Dr. O, for always having a show of integrity and one that we could be proud to call our own. God bless you guys.
Yeah. God bless you too, Pastor Mason. I thank you so much, and I love you as well. We're going to do a Ngozi time next, and then I'm going to come back with my final thoughts and also tell you how you can be a voice by donating to Be a Voice, and also how you can be a guest on News Forum. And if I have time, I definitely want to have Pastor Mays close us out in prayer tonight for our wonderful DA. So Ngozi time is next, so keep listening, because I'll be right back.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that count that robbery. We have seven teams that are part of this outstanding festival that's going to be on the 17th of December. I'm still waiting for three teams to send me their people. They know who they are. So let's get on the ball, okay, please. We have three teams who right now are full. And now we're still waiting for two teams are kind of incomplete. Two teams haven't sent me anything. Actually, three teams. So let's get that together. The name of the show is Take Your Soul Back, Saving Our Nation Through the Youth and Beginning the End of Self-Destruction. Be hosted and narrated by me on Saturday, December 17th, with a prelude and a benediction by the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever. He would be a Lifetime Achiever at that time. He's elect now. But his name is Huni Bakatun, the man that came up with Take Your Soul Back, the title. It's so important. We talk about the things that go on, but we're going to come up with solutions, even though we're going to talk about tragedies, but tragedies for solutions, pain to power. And that's what we're trying to get to, and we're trying to do it before it's too late. Debbie Lynn has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, and we're at Instagram, and we're at Twitter, at Ngozi _ time. Ola Dele Malay, and Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for our wonderful program tonight? Olay, delay. Dying goes for my gmail.com. I am the mentor, your lover and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay, and Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio supporters on a constant basis. And stay tuned for my show tomorrow as I give you, through the art and sound of music, the American Songbook. The title of the show is Honey Bee's American Songbook, and co-hosted by Winnie Bakatoon and Tiana Speaks, tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, right here on The Storied, The Dynasty. Now we got 9 minutes. We go back to the 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, with her 68th all-time connection record here at WBNN. The outstanding and fifth reigning commissioner of our network, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. All right, Chinchilla, you're on the clock.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother O. Everybody, yeah, I mean, this is crazy. Definitely write to your senators, call them, email them, go up to Harrisburg and visit their offices and let them know they cannot impeach our wonderful DA. It's time to speak up and be a voice. Stop being passive. Don't be afraid. It's time for aggression, to be aggressive, everybody, and speak up. And don't be afraid, okay? You cannot be afraid. We have to put what's right and not impeach us, because if they impeach our wonderful, esteemed DA that's filled with integrity, they're impeaching us as well. So stand up and be a voice, everybody. I thank my guest tonight, Movita Johnson Harrell. I thank Raj Jandai Harrell. And I thank John Thompson tonight. And, of course, criminal defense attorney Caroline Turner. And also Pastor Francetta Mays of the NAACP, the president of the Tulsa, Oklahoma branch. And all who have called in tonight. And Brother Hooney, who Brother O talked about with the Take Your Soul Back event that's going to be held on December 17th. Brother Hooney, I interviewed him on Friday. Those of you who have not seen that interview, you want to definitely check it out to find out about the Magic Man Haru, Master Sound Therapist, Brother Hooney Bakatoon. You can find that on my Facebook page or on Mike MIC Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page as well. Check it out. Like and follow that page. It's MICTEST Entertainment TV. And watch that podcast. Brother Hooney has a lot to say. All right. I will be back here next Sunday night, 9:30 p.m., right here on WBNN. And we will be speaking about wrongful convictions. Next Sunday night, we'll be back with wrongful convictions. It will be Wrongful Conviction Sunday. And for those of you that celebrate Thanksgiving, it's upcoming Thursday. Remember, I always say it's a pagan holiday because it's a day where the, you know, that the pilgrims are calling Thanksgiving. And it was not a thankful day to the Indians and the indigenous people of this country. Okay? I call it Steal Your Land, Steal Our Land, and Kill the Indians Day, because basically that's what they did and raped our women and everything else. So I don't celebrate it, okay? Every day should be a day of Thanksgiving, people. But for those that do, don't be a gluttonous pig on that day, okay? All right, I'm your girl, Chinchilla J, and I am going to ask Pastor Mays to come back on, and she's going to pray for us, pray for our district attorney here, and then you will listen to how you can be a voice by donating to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition, and how you can be a guest on this show. Pastor Mays, please pray for our DA.
Father God, we just thank you for another day. Lord, we know that you are in the north, south, east, and the west. Father, you cover all grounds. We ask right now that you saturate the ears and the minds and the souls of those that are within the sound of my voice, oh God. We pray right now for the family of D.A. Krasner. We pray, Father God, for the leaders of the communities to rise up this injustice as well as all of the injustices, Father God, that are pertaining to our civil rights, Father God. God, we just thank you that right now we have a platform such as Be a Voice, and we ask that you touch the hearts of those that can hear, Father God, my voice on tonight and on the replay, Father God. Touch their hearts, Father God, that they may sow seeds into this wonderful show. And we ask that you cover, Father God, Dr. Chinchilla. We ask that you cover Brother O. And, Father God, all of the subsidiary stations that are along with this network, Father God, let them all be blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Would you like to donate to a good cause? Well, Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice could use your support. Help them continue to expand their advocacy work for justice as they fight for freedom for the wrongfully incarcerated, exoneration, compensation, and juvenile lifers as they stand and fight against mass incarceration, over-sentencing, wrongful convictions, gentrification, racial inequities, racism, and to change legislation throughout this country by rebirthing this criminal justice system one city at a time through their model, Criminal Justice Reborn. You may donate to Be a Voice via Cash App, $BAVOICETOUR, that's capital BEAVOICE, lowercase TOUR. You may also donate via Venmo at www.venmo.com/u/BEAVOICE. Venmo.com/u/BAVOICE. For more information or to find out how to become a part of Be a Voice or join Right the Wrong Coalition, dial 844-642-8378, extension 111. If you would like to be a guest on News Forum and have a case of injustice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378 to tell me about your story. And you might just be News Forum's next special guest.